two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Talking about candy, Dave's favorite subject. It's jaw-dropping. Jaw-dropping. Uh-huh.
Say jaw-breaking.
Jaw-breaking.
Jawbreakers. Terrible candy.
How much Americans spend on Halloween candy? $2.6 billion? That's a lot of money.
That is a ton of money.
There's a woman in California who's angry at her neighbors that they're not spending more because her neighbors are cheaping out on Halloween candy.
And I'm going to be honest, this woman is a hero. This is the America we deserve, Debbie. Be careful. There is a problem with all this delicious candy, though. The better the candy, the more you go back to it, the more you overindulge. No one's overindulging on a Smartie because it's terrible. But you know what happens when you get a Twix in front of me?
How many Twix does that make for you today? Like 8 Twix?
No.
That's what happens. You get a Twix in front of me, it is never-ending Twix. I'm like, I'm including like fingers and pinkies. I'm just chomping down so hard.
I never knew Halloween could be celebrated the way it's celebrated until I moved to Utah. And y'all are out of control. So what is your favorite kind of candy? And does a bad kind of cheap candy match this woman's Facebook post? So she posted her complaint about her neighborhood on her Neighborhood Watch Facebook page. All right, she wasn't holding anything back. The post is so long. So we're not going to read the whole thing to you. But in it, this woman, she's, I don't know why she's unidentified, but she's unidentified. She begins saying she's noticed that there's been a lot more cheap candy on the trick-or-treating route lately.
Candy corn. Come on. It's not candy. It's not corn. It's earwax formed in the shape of a rotten tooth.
Gordon Ramsay.
Candy corn.
You bite your
tongue.
Candy.
It's not corn. It's earwax formed in the shape of a rotten tooth.
I will never see candy corn the same. Earwax shaped like a rotten tooth. That is the most amazing description of the most disgusting candy alive.
She rants about candy corn. I love candy corn.
No, you don't.
I would knock small children out of the way in the grocery store aisle to get the last bag of candy corn for myself. So I don't know if this trend is the result of higher bills or even the new constructions, but cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community for Halloween, and it has to stop. This is what she wrote on Facebook, and she bags on Smarties.
You can give them something good to eat, or you can give them Smarties. Seriously, the perfect combination of aspirin and Tums.
Her main complaint? Dum Dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers.
Totally agree. Jolly Ranchers are by far the best of those three terrible candies. But the fact is, where we live, who we want to be as a society, the values that we have deep inside demand that we deliver quality Halloween candy.
Here's where I think you might have some heartburn with her, Dave. She said in her Facebook post that Dum Dums, Smarties, Jolly Ranchers, candy corn
garbage
might be more suitable for less affluent neighborhoods, but not hers.
Ooh. Oh.
Went down the wrong road, hon.
Ah.
Went down the wrong cul-de-sac.
Now you just made it awkward. Right. Now you made it a political statement, a socioeconomic
We're gonna move on from that.
Status.
I just throw that out there.
Let's just talk about whether or not you want to give those beautiful children that have spent so much time and effort thinking about the perfect Halloween costume. Do you want to hand them a dum-dum? Do you? Do you want to be that person? Because I will tell you right now.
I'm that mom. I am that mom.
Debbie, you are not the dum-dum mom.
Here's what I'm doing this year. I'm shutting off the lights, I'm locking the door, and I'm closing the blinds.
Will somebody, I'm not endorsing this, but I think if you were to commit something just short of a felony kind of trick to Debbie's home, I'm not a jury in the world's going to convict you. She's going to turn off the lights. At least have a little class to throw a strobe light up, put a bowl, and throw some good candy in there. It's the least you can do.
Mom on Facebook goes on a rant on her Neighborhood Watch Facebook page. She outs her neighbors for giving away cheap candy. She doesn't like the dum-dums. She doesn't like the Jolly Ranchers, and she doesn't like the Smarties. My favorite happened to be the root beer bottle caps. You can give me all of the root beer bottle caps.
Oh, you do. You love terrible candy. What's next? You're like, you know what I really enjoyed is when they handed out Neckos. I loved me a good old Necco.
Dave, you don't even know I love Neckos.
What's next? Dots? Oh, they're so fruity and delicious.
What about Nerds? Yeah, pretty much. $2.6 billion spent on candy. This woman in California thinks you should spend more, that you should be giving out full or king-sized candy bars to all the little ghosts and goblins who come knocking at the door. I'm not going to give out a candy bar that's the size of the three-year-old standing at the door. I mean, I should be the most unpopular neighbor in the entire neighborhood if I gave out a king-size candy bar to a four-year-old.
First of all, you would be a hero, and they would probably build a bronze statue if you did that. That's a glorious, glorious thing. If you go from fun-size candy bar to a full or a king, you are the best neighbor in America. And people will defend you to their death. Like if someone tries to break into your home, they will come out pitchforks. They will come to your aid. But if you give out Neckos, it's over. You give out candy corn, it's over. No one's coming to your defense.
And in her angry mom mind, 4 to 6 of those little fun-size candy bars equate to a standard-size candy bar.
Oh, I will say this. If you are going door-to-door and they have this huge bowl of fun-size candy bars and they reach in and they grab a handful and they put it into your pillowcase, you're the best human being alive. You're basically Mother Teresa.
There was a Halloween many years ago, Dave, where I took my three kids, got them dressed up, took them trick-or-treating. My husband was out of town for several months on a training mission on the East Coast, and I had to put the bowl of candy, and I put a giant, enormous-sized bowl of candy by my front door, and I said, please take no more than three pieces. We weren't gone 45 minutes because my kids were kind of little at the time. They got tired, and they had all the candy that they wanted, so we kind of made our way back just to check on the bowl of candy, and it was all gone. Every single piece of it probably dumped into a teenager's pillowcase, and they absconded with all of our candy. And it was the good stuff. It was like the Snickers and the Twix.
Debbie, you did your job. You can't be the Halloween police. You don't want to be that person. If someone takes advantage, that's on them, and they will rot in a very, very dark place for many, many eternities. That's what's going to happen. That's the difference maker. If you're standing at the pearly gates and they're going over anything more than just your Halloween record, that's what's going to get you into heaven or not. If you're the person that empties the bowl into your pillowcase, it's over. Do not pass go.
On our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, one of our listeners writes in, hey, we averaged 375 trick-or-treaters every year. Wow, that's a pretty exact participation count. 375 trick-or-treaters on average every year at this listener's home. No way they can afford to not give out dum-dums. So can I explain why, Dave, I'm going to shut off the lights, lock the door, and close the blinds and turn out, you know, just not answer the door because no one knocks at my door anymore.
Oh, you have an old neighborhood. Oh, does that mean you're old?
We went from about a dozen down to 8. And one year it was a half a dozen. Then it was 2. And last year was none.
Debbie, you should give out like...
none.
dozens of king size candy bars. You gotta revitalize the area. We will travel. People will travel. Kids will travel if they know you got the good stuff.
I went out to the main street, the main drag, just before you get to my street, to try to assess why no one was coming to my home. It was because there were no lights and no sidewalks. They were avoiding the neighborhood.
No lights, no sidewalks?
No street lights.
Hey, listen, if safety was at the top of my list while trick-or-treating, then yeah, that would concern me. But no, it's about results. You got to be results-based. Hey, thank you so much. Good luck buying the good candy. Be a good person. Do it.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.